Yeah.
So as a householder, dealing with sensual pleasure, more mindfulness and calls to...
Yeah. I mean, it's. The reality is that you know, as a, say, as a householder, then one is. One's exposed to the whole realm, and but then, in the same way that one is just seeing the drawback. And then, that cultivation of more, because there's the well-being that arises from virtue and integrity, and the pleasure that arises from generosity and selflessness. Those are tangible. Those are not pleasure derived from sensual pleasure. Those are pleasure derived from the skillful, the wholesome. And then you get a feel for it. Wow, if it's this much, I wonder what it'd be like for them. And then it's then the mind is, one encourages oneself in that way. Yeah.
Ajahn Sirpano suggested that a way to interpret that simile of the two men dragging the other towards that charcoal pit in regards to sensuality is that if you've got desire pulling you to something really unskillful, you had better struggle against it. Otherwise, you're really in for it.
Right. Yes. This is a reality.
Yeah, one that comes to mind is the leper burning his
right.
His lesions. And yeah, that feels good.
That feels really good.
But then when his lesions are healed, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's just then they start dropping, the various digits start dropping off. there goes another one. Well, it's like, how good it feels to scratch poison oak. That's really not a good thing to do.
Scratched all your skin off.
Yeah.